Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. Brewers 360, sponsored by Potawatomi Sportsbook and Ridgetop, joining us. And you can actually see him as well as Adam is working away right now on a story that he's going to drop here in 15. I'm making that up. You don't, and maybe you do. Do you have some big story you're going to drop here?
Well, we do. We actually, that's funny. I mean, I'm not working on that now, but we have a little Christian Yelich update. Ooh. That I talked to him over the last couple of days about where he's at in his comeback. And he's actually on this trip, which is often a sign of a guy making progress. He said, no, it's not. It's less of a sign of progress, which he is making progress, but more of a sign of how boring it is to stay home. So he didn't want to go and do the it used to be okay to stay home because when you'd go in, you'd know you'd see Uke in there swimming in the pool. He'd go in, they have a resistance pool. So that was a little bonus. But now that Uke's no longer with us, sadly, it's really boring there, and Yelich would rather go out on the road with the boys.
Adam McKelvey joining us for Brewers 360. You can find him on brewers.com, where it sounds like a new Yelich story will be dropping at some point today.
Yeah, Adam, a big story that you probably weren't anticipating was Brandon Woodruff leaving yesterday in the second inning after just 21 pitches. When you hear dead arm on May 1st, that can't be good, right?
Look, I have no idea. And anyone who's gone into the doctor's office and been frustrated waiting around, you should be a major league ball player because they got Woodruff in for an MRI yesterday between the time he left that game and by the time the team was packing up to go to the airport to go to DC, Woodruff was already waiting for them at the airport. So they got him in quick to get that thing imaged.
Wow.
And that will tell what there is to see. And, you know, it could just be dead arm. Like this guy has, you know, I'm sure there's more medical term than dead arm, but this guy went through a lot. That was a major, major shoulder repair. And anyone who's had the shoulder repair knows that is really hard to come back from. For a pitcher, that is the hardest thing to come back from. And the Brewers have a catcher, Jefferson Caro, who's going through the same kind of comeback, a guy who can essentially throw 100 miles an hour just from catcher to second base. So there are ups and downs, and Woodruff has had lots of ups and downs over the last couple of years. They knew there was going to be some instance this year where he had to take a break. And Murph, you know, he's a superstitious guy. He's probably kicking himself. He had said yesterday morning that who thought, you know, there wouldn't be anything to this point. They were feeling really good about the fact he was making all the starts. And then, boom, here comes this strange whatever happened yesterday, but 7 miles an hour is a lot. So there's definitely concern about how far that velocity was down.
Yeah, I think I've even heard Murph tell us before, Adam, that you can be a good pitcher, but you can't pitch good. I mean, he knows how to pitch good, even if he doesn't have all his stuff, but that's a lot, right? 85 is way too slow.
Well, look, I mean, he's hit 100 in a game as a young Brewers pitcher. And then when he was, you know, really going and before the shoulder went, it was more like, what, 96s, 97s, 95s. Since he's come back, it's like 92, 93. And he was really effective last year at 92, 93. I mean, that game he pitched in his first game back in Miami last year, that's one of the best pitch games I think I can remember in the last, you know, bunch of years. So you can still pitch in this game without throwing 100. Sometimes I wonder whether those guys like have a little edge because everybody's throwing 100. So the hitters are all geared up for this massive velo. And if you're a guy who can really pitch in this era of baseball, that's something that the hitters don't see every day anymore. So, you know, there are things going for Woodruff, but look, 85, the first pitch was 84. That's a little scary. So it's not surprising. They wanted to get it checked out, get some answers. And I don't know how it's going to go. Apparently, you know, we're expecting Woodruff to talk to reporters today. We're expecting to get some info about that MRI today. It could go all kinds of different ways, but I think there's one scenario in which the MRI doesn't show anything and they just need to give him a break. And this is just part of this long road back from this really major surgery. So that's speculation. I don't know. But I think there's just, we need to just kind of wait and see what the doctors had to say.
Man, Adam, you just really made me think about the fact that there are no Tom Glavins, Greg Maddoxes around anymore. They're just all fireballers or, you know, and that's it. But
just to say that, because I think this is a fascinating thing about the ABS, the ball strike.
Yeah.
Tom Glavin used to find the edge of the strike zone and then push it a centimeter and then push it another centimeter.
Yep.
And by the sixth inning, he was getting like 2 inches off the plate from the umpire.
Yep.
Now that's changed in this game. And the strike zone has come like this. It's all very small and different. So it's those, but there still is definitely a spot for a guy who can really pitch.
Yeah.
It's been a strange, bumpy year. I feel like already it's May 1st and it just seems like there's just some sputtering the offense. We have the injuries, of course, a lot of those guys are going to be coming back soon or at least fairly soon. But this seems so normal, I guess, at the same time, because this is the Brewers seem to always just be kind of, at least last year too, just not really firing on all cylinders yet.
I mean, look, last year, remember they were 23-25.
Right, yeah.
It deep into May, and then they had that big comeback. They rattled off an 8-game winning streak, and it was off to the races the rest of the season. What we haven't had, what they're doing this year that they didn't do under the first 2 years of Pat Murphy, is they're having these sort of extended funks, sort of a long losing streak. You know, we didn't see a 4-game losing streak the first year, I believe. Then last year there were 2 4-game losing streaks, and that was it. And then this year, all of a sudden, they had this long skid and they had the losing streak, but then they also had this stretch where they didn't hit a home run for 7 games, their longest. They hadn't had a streak like that since 1999. So they're going through kind of these funks, but I mean, you can't blame everything on injuries because the Cubs are completely, their pitching is all hurt, but they have 3 of their first five hitters in the lineup on the injured list for like basically all of April. So the good news is Vaughn and Churio could be back on this road trip. Just getting some of those guys back is going to make a difference in helping to stabilize things.
Yeah, Adam, because you just bring up a great point. If you take the first 3 hitters or 3 of the first 5 hitters out of any lineup, it's going to affect. Like if you took Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, and Shohei out of the Dodgers lineup, I think you would see a difference. So I do commend the Brewers for being able to kind of weather the storm and still be, 2 games over .500 with all these injuries, right?
Well, and that's what Mr. Yelich said the other day, and that'll be in this story. He think, you know, his theory of how the Brewers have bucked the odds of the last couple of years is so simple, and I think about it all the time since he said it last season. It's that they have players who give a bleep. And
yeah,
I mean, tell you, look, you are embedded with teams for years.
Yes.
With the Brewers. That's not a given. It sounds so obvious. These are professional ball players.
Right.
But what he's talking about is like every pitch of every at bat every day, which, you know, when you've got like, you know, your kid's sick, your dog's limping, like there's things on your mind that all are in all their minds.
Yeah.
This game demands like a total focus.
Yeah.
And the Brewers have done a really good job of keeping that. And Yelich, he says they still have that's one of the things that makes them special. So that is, I love that line because it's something you totally take for granted from the outside.
Right.
When you're talking about pro athletes, but it's not a given.
No.
Brewers and Nationals tonight from Washington right here on WDTMJ. Adam McKelvey from Brewers.com. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Bye, guys.
8:53.